Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, Paul gives instruction to Timothy that prayer should be made for all men. Now, it is necessary that we understand who all men are. If he means all men individually and without exception, then it would be necessary to remove 1 John 5:16 from the Bible, because the Lord specifically said there are some not to be prayed for. Nor should we pray for those who are already dead, nor give thanks for those who are false teachers. Clearly, the all is limited by the context in which it is given, to all types and ranks of men, those in authority as well as those who are not. The Lord never instructed his disciples to be instigators of insurrection, nor the overthrow of political systems. Rather, we are to pray for those in places of authority, that we might be able to lead lives of quietness, peace, and worship. When we clearly understand all in its proper context, then we can see that the absolute purpose of God is to save men from all walks of life. Under an oppressive earthly regime, that is the Romans, like the early church was, we can see Paul's wisdom in reminding them that the Lord's hand is not shortened in any wise, because it is his purpose to save men of every nation. God will save all of those whom he intends to save, not one more and not one less. He goes on to say that Christ gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. If it were true that this means all men without exception, then there would be no separation of the sheep and the goats on the day of judgment. So clearly the all includes only those who shall ultimately be displayed as the trophies of his grace. Peter said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Many who roll this scripture out usually conveniently leave out the portion of the verse which clearly identifies all as usward, that is, the sons of God. When it is included, it is quite clear that there is a word usward that defines who it is that the Lord is not willing should perish. He will bring his people to repentance and faith.